Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 220, The Secret to Happiness, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello. Happy Minimalist Monday and welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Justin Mollick. This last week was pretty crazy. It felt extra long for me. Maybe because it was Optimal Finance Daily's 100th episode, and I was participating in that, all while keeping this show going, along with a couple of other projects. If you didn't hear Optimal Finance Daily's 100th episode on Friday, definitely check it out. I'm so happy how it turned out. And we got a great response from you, the listener, and we answered questions right on the show, so thank you for sending those in. It was a lot of fun answering them. Before I get sidetracked to talk about that for the whole episode, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Secret to Happiness, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I'd like to tell you a story. A certain shopkeeper sent his son to learn about the secret of happiness from the wisest man in the world. The lad wandered through the desert for 40 days and finally came upon a beautiful castle high atop a mountain. It was there that the wise man lived. Rather than finding a saintly man, though, our hero, on entering the main room of the castle, saw a hive of activity. Tradesmen came and went, people were conversing in the corners, a small orchestra was playing soft music, and there was a table covered with platters of the most delicious food in that part of the world. The wise man conversed with everyone, and the boy had to wait for 2 hours before it was his turn to be given the man's attention. The wise man listened attentively to the boy's explanation of why he had come, but told him that he didn't have time just then to explain the secret of happiness. He suggested that the boy look around the palace and return in 2 hours. "Meanwhile, I want to ask you to do something," said the wise man, handing the boy a teaspoon that held 2 drops of oil. "As you wander around, carry the spoon with you without allowing the oil to spill." The boy began climbing and descending the many stairways of the palace, keeping his eyes fixed on the spoon. After 2 hours, he returned to the room where the wise man was. "Well," asked the wise man, "did you see the Persian tapestries that are hanging in my dining hall? Did you see the garden that it took the master gardener 10 years to create? Did you notice the beautiful parchments in my library?" The boy was embarrassed and confessed that he had observed nothing. His only concern had been not to spill the oil that the wise man had entrusted to him. "Then go back and observe the marvels of my world," said the wise man. Relieved, the boy picked up the spoon and returned to his exploration of the palace, this time observing all of the works of art on the ceilings and the walls. He saw the gardens, the mountains all around him, the beauty of the flowers, and the taste with which everything had been selected. Upon returning to the wise man, he related in detail everything he had seen. "But where are the drops of oil I entrusted to you?" asked the wise man. Looking down at the spoon he held, the boy saw that the oil was gone. Well, there's only one piece of advice I can give you, said the wisest of wise men. The secret of happiness is to see all the marvels of the world and never to forget the drops of oil on the spoon. The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. This little story with a very big message from one of my favorite books begs the question, can we appreciate the beauty that surrounds us while staying focused on what is most important? Simplicity answers the question with a resounding yes. When life isn't simple and you have to constantly think about debt, shopping, catching up, spending, competing, appointments, health issues, falling behind, family conflict, clutter, stuff, there's no time to appreciate the beauty or protect what is most important to you. There's no time to be happy. Imagine dumping everything in your life that is meaningless, everything that you don't do for love. What would be left over? It's time to prioritize the leftover. Somehow those most important things things which usually aren't actual things, get shoved back behind all of the things we are quote-unquote supposed to be doing, buying, reading, worrying about. This isn't permission to shirk your obligations, but an invitation to put the most important thing in your life today at the top of your never-ending to-do list. While everyone will have a different thing at the top of the list, clearing out or making a plan to begin clearing out clutter, debt, and meaningless stuff should be close to the top until it's gone. That said, even before you are debt-free, clutter-free, or free of whatever stands in the way of you and happier life, prioritize the precious oil in your life and start living. Start enjoying immediately. There's no doubt that clearing clutter will give you the time and space you need to fully embrace life, but you don't have to wait for an empty drawer to get started. I know you think you'll be happy when you are debt-free or happy when you fit into your skinny jeans, but I can tell you with great conviction that it's time to be happy right now. You know me better than to think that I'm suggesting that you run around with a crazy smile on your face and rainbows shooting out of your pockets, but once you believe that happiness is possible, regardless of your current circumstances, things will start to change. You will change. Your life will change. You will have opportunity to be happy. You just listened to the post titled The Secret to Happiness by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I haven't read The Alchemist in a long time. That kind of made me want to read it again. Like I mentioned earlier, if you haven't heard the 100th episode of Optimal Finance Daily, it would be awesome if you could check it out. It was a really unique episode and great to hear listeners of the show on there. And if you can subscribe to that podcast too, that would be a huge help. And I think I'll leave it at that. I don't like taking up a ton of your time, especially on a Monday. So have a great start to your week, and I'll catch you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.